Well, good morning. It's, you know, we have a small, kill the kids on vacation? What's the deal? Jeez Louise. Well, and we have a new guest today. Can you say good morning? Good morning. Thank you for joining us today. Do you know what his name is? Mr. Green. What in the world is that? What is that thing? Any idea? Yeah, there's no wrong answer, you know that. What is that? It's a plant. It's not a car. It's not actually it's a plant. Where do plants come from? From the earth. So if you just took a bunch of dirt and you put it in a pot, a plant would grow. Right? If it comes from the earth, isn't that what would happen? Don't you have to put something in the ground to get a plant? You have to get a seed. Now, technically, this is a root-propagated plant, but we won't talk about that till later. We can talk about root propagation later, okay? But usually you need a seed, and then you put it in the ground, and then what do? Put a little water on there. What else do you do? What's that? A little what?
Sun.
We need sun. What else?
Compost.
Water. We need worms. We need worms for plant. And what do worms give us? Nutrients, he says. Well done, good and faithful servant. So to get something to grow, you've got to have a seed, you've got to have dirt, you've got to have water, you've got to have nutrients, right? Well, if we don't have any one of those things, something happens. It dies, right? So if you take a seed, Jesus says, and the seed is the word of God, and you throw it on the rocky soil, you just throw it in the courtyard, what's going to happen to it? I'll probably step on it, but what else? It'll die, right? Or else what else might happen to it? What do we have a lot of always in the courtyard? What's always trying to get into the cookies? The birds. If you leave the seeds in the courtyard, the bird's just going to pick them up. And Jesus says, that's what happens when you just toss the seed on the ground and leave it there. It just doesn't do what it's supposed to do. But if you put the seed, God's word, in good soil, what do you think would happen to it? It'd grow, wouldn't it? Well, that's what we hope happens with all of you. Look at these little ones. They need a little seed and a little sun and a little good stuff so that they say more than... And who do you think, Hunter, who do you think might be really, really good at planting that seed and helping with some nutrients and some sun and some water so that they know Jesus' love? Who do you think would be really good for that? What do you mean? I know. Who would be really good for that? You. You would be wonderful. Because you know, one of the things that drives me crazy is that for some reason we all think kids can't do anything except sit in the pew and color. That's exactly right. You could be like a big brother to these two little ones and help them know about Jesus. Just like your big sister, Kira, helped you know, and your mom helped you know, and all of those people helped you know about Jesus. You're a good seed planter. You're a good farmer, and you can give them the word, and you can help them grow as well. So when that seed gets sown on this good soil, something amazing is going to happen. And I hope you'll be there to help make it grow. Just like Michael Burnett took care of this plant for years. Then he moved to Indonesia and left it for us. And by the way, it could use some water. Thank you. You guys can go back to your places.